Whereas if you were in a, if you only had a family home, that would be capped after 3 years, and there would be no other draw from the value of your home. So this is something that's been deeply unfair, deeply penalised farm families, and something that has been committed to be changed. However, we still don't have that change. And even though the minister did commit to me last week that he was going to bring forward legislation in May, what we really need is certainty there for families out there as to when this will be law, and no more stringing farmers along.
And in the interim, you're saying that this is seriously impacting farming families right across the county and Ireland indeed.
Yeah, look, this is simply unjust and it's simply unfair. You could have a situation where, you know, you have a farmhouse and a farm asset, a farm where over the last number of years, with somebody now in care and availing of the Fair Deal Scheme, that they've paid the entire value of their farm in terms of care. And that's not how the Fair Deal Scheme should work. The Fair Deal Scheme works in terms of that it's capped after 3 years, that the maximum amount of a contribution that you pay is 22.5%. But if you're a farmer, if you happen to work the land and provide for your family from the land, then the whole asset, 100%, can actually go towards paying for your care. It is completely unjust. As I said, the farming organisation, led from a woman in Donegal who brought this to national attention back 7-8 years ago, has won out in this. But the government, despite making the commitment 3 years ago, has dragging their feet on this.